Hello, welcome, welcome everyone to this very special call. Thank you so much for being here as we have our incredible guest with us today, creator of Academy for the Soul, Crystal Hughes, who's going to be talking with us all about opening up to your heightened intuition, fully embodying your higher self-consciousness, and using that deeper, enhanced connection with your higher self in service to expressing your soul gifts and to being a conduit of love, support, hope, and healing for others. We know that you all love to be a contribution to others, and so we're really bringing that in here today. For those of you who've gotten a chance to work with Crystal, you know that she's an absolute genius in understanding how intuition works, and she has such a unique perspective about what's really required to open you up to your unique flow and how you can strategically call forth and utilize your intuitive gifts in a meaningful and a very practical way as you foster and open that connection to your higher self more fully, embracing and embodying that. So, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Amanda Hopkins. I'm our host for our online international Telesummit Discovery Series. I'm an Academy Master Teacher, so I have reaped the benefits of moving through Crystal's Academy for the Soul training and really opening up. I can tell you personally, she is so masterful at being able to identify, to read, to understand how a person specifically flows energy. She did it for me and really helped me open up to many gifts, you know, not just one or two, but really open up and understand how I can put my higher self connection to work in my everyday life and utilize that to come and offer work as a medical intuitive that serves and supports all of you. And I've also witnessed her serve in this capacity for so many people. So it's not just a one-time thing, right, where it just happened with me. I've witnessed her support people over and over again, really opening up to their intuition, fostering that connection to higher self, and really helping to actualize a grand vision far greater than anything you could possibly bring forth and imagine on your own. So I can't wait to bring Crystal on. Let me introduce you to her for those of you who may not know Crystal. Crystal Hughes is a leading pioneer in emotional management and energetic relationship strategies. She's a multidimensional visionary, highly sought after, multisensory intuitive. She's inspired hundreds of thousands of people around the world with her breakthrough methods for living free from fear and emotional sabotage. Crystal's known as the spiritual trainer to the stars due to her work supporting celebrities and opening up their gifts and setting healthy boundaries as they go public and claim the very unique power in their field. You know, we know her as the brilliant teacher that sees right through each person to their higher self and courageously guides each one down the path to discovering their unique intuitive gifts, and then leading them into offering those gifts to the world. And again, you know, I've witnessed this, I've seen it, I've benefited from it. So I'm so, so excited that we get to have Crystal here sharing with us her unique perspective on intuition and embodying your higher self-consciousness. Crystal, welcome. Thank you so, so much for being here and offering up this important conversation here today.
Hi, everybody. Oh, how wonderful it is to be here with you. Oh, my gosh, I feel such a warm welcome. And I also feel that things are stirring in the space. You know, that there's some curiosity and there's this idea of, okay, you know, how do we do this? And I think it is important that we understand how intuition works because it is a science. And there are things that you need to know about intuition, but also how intuition works with your body and also the emotional and energetic makeup. So if I can shine a little bit of light on that for you, it's really important. And I think we have to realize and really believe also that we're worthy of this, worthy of accessing intuition, because that is light. And that is truth, and that's something that's really valuable, to be in the know, right? To have those premonitions, but also the greater insights that come with those of like, oh my goodness, I'm right on. You know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is where I'm supposed to be going. And that is so meaningful, and it translates in your everyday life. And so being intuitive and recognizing it as that divine light, you need to become one with the divine to a certain degree. That energy is not just going to come in unless you really are welcoming it in and adjusting things inside, because your body being becomes this container to fulfill on your divine mission, right? Mm-hmm. And so in everyday actions and interactions, we start to have you recognize the importance of what it means to actually awaken to your higher self-consciousness, and then to begin to embody that consciousness, and how that influences the degree to which you are accurate with your intuition, not just flowing light, but actually being mm-hmm. able to translate that into something that, again, is taking those impressions and making that something that is a directive that's meaningful for your life, meaningful for others. I know that we have a lot of healers and guides and caretakers and coaches on this call right now. And we want to work with you. Each person has this beautiful, unique, energetic constitution. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things where I really get on my soapbox. I believe that each one needs to learn their unique way. Right? Their unique way of doing intuition, and you're not following me and my way. You actually are discovering the truth of who you are and your unique flow, and especially in what order you need to flow the energy through your clairs. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
And I just know you're so brilliant at this, Crystal. I'm so excited for all of you listening in, because this is just where, I mean, you're amazing at so many things, Crystal, but this is where you really shine a light in a way that I have not seen from anybody else. And I think it's so important, you know, when we aren't acting according to our own energetic flow and design, it really creates issues in our life. Our life doesn't flow, our body aches. And then we start to try to seek, as you were sharing, one of the things that was really coming in strongly is that we then try to seek to find that inner fulfillment, that yearning that our higher self is actually calling forward through us. We start to try to find that in things outside of self, or we try to find answers outside of ourself, and that's just really not where it's going to come. So you know, it's really important that we understand, how do we go about recognizing how do we specifically flow energy, and how do we really bring that forward? And like you said, discover and uncover, ooh, what's my unique way? How do I bring that out? So that's what I'm excited for all of you listening in. You'll really get a chance to start to come into, understand, and learn how. How do you start to come into that space where you can recognize your own flow of light and energy and be guided in that, so that you know it's your way? So one of the ways, just even starting here today, you know, Crystal's always about putting into action right away things that are going to support the opening up to that deeper connection with self, with divine, with higher self, with coming into that greater recognition of your own intuition. And one of the ways she's going to be doing that is through reading. She's going to be doing some live light body readings here on the call to help discern how you specifically channel and flow energy. So if you're feeling you want to get a reading from Crystal, make sure if you're on the phone line, you're pressing *2 to raise your hand so you can get some clarity, or you can place your request in the Q&A box. If you'd like a reading, and just let us know that you would like a reading. So again, *2 to raise your hand. Don't be shy. Make sure you get those hands up, because this is such a brilliant opportunity. Trust me, I remember a time when I didn't really recognize how I flow energy and how I can utilize it, and my life is so different now because of the path I walked with Crystal's guidance. So get that clarity. Give yourself that gift. So, Crystal, you talked about awakening to the higher self consciousness. And I think, you know, I would love to have you kind of start to share from your perspective, what is our higher self-consciousness and how do we really connect in with that? Because I know I've heard different things from different people about what higher self really means. So could you share with us from your perspective how you recognize higher self and how we relate to our higher self?
Sure. Higher self really is the cosmic soul consciousness. It's actually you, your soul's essence that originally became independent from the divine. So think about the ocean of consciousness and taking one drop, right? And that one drop has your name on it. That is your essence of your higher self. And that higher self holds all of the wisdom of the whole. It holds the wisdom of the whole entire ocean of consciousness. But this also has specific things that are just meant for you. And when we talk about awakening to your higher self, I think it's important for us to be very direct that if you want to increase your intuitive abilities, you actually need to focus more on awakening to your higher self. Okay, we're just going to bridge that right now. All right, we're going to be very literal. I'm not always very literal, but I have to bridge that and connect that for you guys, because the higher self-consciousness is actually wanting to engage with your container. And I'm going to reference this container a number of times, and I want you to understand that part of that container is the physical body. It's the auric field that is seven layers or seven bodies, and it is the light body that's actually building out to be that vehicle for you to travel interdimensionally, to be able to access and translate the guides and guardian angels and different celestial beings and elemental beings. So we have to understand that the consciousness is usually sitting above you. And people don't know this, but because of the level of contraction in the body and in the container and the density of the container, the higher self hasn't actually descended. And when we say awaken to your higher self, we really mean that there is going to be consciousness that descends into the body container. And so we're looking on all these levels, and we have to be very clever, right? We have to go kind of behind the scenes and really understand, ooh, where are those blockages in the different areas? And then also we can see, well, what helps bring the higher self-consciousness down into the body. Because I can look and see, ooh, that person's consciousness of their higher self only comes down to the heart. It doesn't come down to the power center or the stomach or the gut. And therefore, they might have this big heart and they want to help serve people, but they're not in action because it hasn't descended all the way down to that level. Right? And then we might have someone that has a descension of their higher self-consciousness and embodied it to the third chakra, the power center, and they've got, ooh, all these ideas, and they want to be in action, but they don't have any creative focus. And, or they don't believe in their creativity. And so they keep it hidden, and they don't shine their light, and they don't bring it out to the world. So we're looking at, ooh, that's impacting the sacral chakra and the root chakra. The person hasn't embodied it yet. And then we can go all the way down to the chakras of the feet where they haven't fully anchored it in this world. And many people on this call right now, part of your greater purpose is really to anchor the light of truth, to bring the light and to bring the divine love all the way down, not just for yourself, but actually to bring it all the way down and through you and to be that greater offering. And some of you, even on platforms, right? Some of you are meant to engage with groups of people, hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of people. And you just don't know that yet, or maybe you've gotten glimpses or you need validation. But that's why we're here. We've got to bring this information out. And I want you to just start to really commit to yourself that you're going to be real. You're going to be true with yourself. Where are your doubts? Where's your confusion? And what have you learned in the past? or what programs are you still running that are not allowing your body to really be that open container so that higher self can fully descend? That's what we're going to be looking at for you.
Yes, and I just want to add to that. Pay attention to any assumptions that might be coming up too, because I know for me, I never imagined that I was even going to be a practitioner or, you know, working with groups of people or leading a summit or any of that. You know, that wasn't even in my purview of what I thought I might be doing. So just let anything, any presumptions, anything that's coming to mind about, oh, well, I'm probably not going to be doing that, you know, just let it all go away. Just let it all float away out of the space and just really be open to what wants to be revealed and what you're feeling as Crystal's speaking about possibilities and options. Just notice how that feels within your being, because you might get some insight that way as we're going along here about what's possible. Because for me, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, it's really transpired into such a joyous opportunity to be able to be in community in a way that just is so special and so precious. And so, you know, one of the things that I know, Crystal, with that higher self, and as we start to open up to the intuition, as you were talking about going down into the different chakras of the body, I'm looking in and going, ooh, you know, what's going on with me? One of the things that I see often and I hear often from people is that they don't even know, or they're not even sure if they have something to contribute or give. They feel like maybe they do, but they don't even know where to start or how to start to get insight. So where do people start?
Yeah, I think that it is important. We have to look at this. I love structure. You know, I actually have a very strong masculine. And as much as I am like open and this light fluttering fairy that can traverse all of these higher realms, I actually am very grounded. And when someone asked me that very question, Ana Maria Vasquez first asked me, like, what's going on with intuition and what do we need to look at and what can I tell my community? And I think it is vitally important that we have a structure that we look at and we make that assessment. And we have to begin at that beginning place. Where are we at in alignment with our own natural and organic way of flowing light? Where are we? Where are we on that scale? And we have to understand, as I started looking in to intuition and I would peer into people and I would start to see, well, how come this person flows their clairaudience first and not their clairsentience, but they think they're clairsentient, right? They think they're an empath feeling person, but actually their clairaudience is yelling at them like, pay attention to me. But they're so busy trying to deal with all of the bombardment of frequencies and vibrations of other people's feelings that they're not paying attention to their own clairaudience. And so in looking at what people were doing, what they were doing right? And what I mean when I say what they're doing right is that they're actually flowing and congruent with how energy wants to literally move through them. So we've got people that you would call verticals. We've got people that are called horizontals. And the people that are called verticals, they actually flow energy vertically. And these are the people, if you could imagine it like an intuitive personality, right? The verticals are beautiful channels. They actually feel comfortable in these higher realms, and they feel comfortable drawing energy down through their being and channeling that. And I mean channeling by communicating information, insights, and also light language or something like that, where maybe this is a channel of a vibrational frequency tone. And these verticals, many of them, as they channel energy, the vertical column isn't built out. So they're very limited, because by the time that energy comes down to their power center where they're supposed to be horizontal, right, they're supposed to take that information out into the world, they stop themselves. And so a person who's a vertical can be just simply a vertical, or a person that's a vertical can be a vertical and a horizontal. So again, they're meant to not just download this information. They're meant to share it. They're meant to teach it. They're meant to express it. They're meant to get it out into the world. And for me, I'm actually a vertical and a horizontal. But in the beginning, I didn't want to be a horizontal. In other words, I didn't want to be put on a stage. I didn't want to be interviewed. I had a huge fear of public speaking. I would get blotchy. I would get dry mouth. I would start shaking. I had anxiety. I really had a huge fear. And so I said, you know, but I don't want that life. And I was going to a healer that was really profound, and I went to her for many years, but within the first two sessions, she was saying, why are you denying the truth of who you are? You are meant to reach a lot of people. Like, you're meant, and you have to think, 21 years ago, you know, where was the world with internet back then, right? It's not where we are now. And so it was really scary thinking about it. Like, am I going to be traveling around the world? Am I going to be an author and writing books? Am I going to be in stadiums? Like, what am I doing? That's too scary. Forget it. I just want to crawl in my little hole, and I just want to channel my higher self and, you know, play with this energy and help people. I wanted to help empower women. That was my big thing, because I came from a background where I was very suppressed and hurt and abused. And so I had this great big heart and this passion, and I had a natural ability to be able to be a healer and counselor for people. I was always that one that people went to, even in high school, right? Like, everybody knew me, like, what's Crystal going to do for a living, right? She's going to be a counselor. So I had these abilities, but I just didn't want to be exposed, and I didn't want to be the person that was the leader at all. I just, like, sign me up to be a follower. I don't want to be a leader, but you have to get the depth of how that hurt me. Mm-hmm. In other words, my relationship with the divine couldn't be fully opened and free-flowing because I was literally in denial. And part of me was being ignored. I refused to do things, and I had to have a wake-up call. And so the universe used my intuitive abilities to actually crack me wide open. And so looking at some of you, right, you're not only verticals, you're actually verticals and horizontals. You're meant to channel information, light, wisdom. You're meant to bring new information. And you're meant to also bring information from the past, this ancient wisdom, and match that with our new wisdom and bring that out. So you might be a vertical and a horizontal. And some of you actually are very horizontal in that you are very expressive. You may share your opinion. You may share your insights, your intuition for people. In other words, give advice. But they don't recognize your value, and so they discount you. They could even get mad at you if you're really in your horizontal and you speak it out without asking permission. You could get yourself in a lot of trouble. Like, people don't want to hear it. So we see the shadow side of the verticals and the shadow side of the horizontals. What's that balance? And what do we need to do to get your being in alignment with your actual truth of your greater purpose? Not just, oh, I feel comfortable with this, and so therefore I'm just going to do what I feel comfortable with. You do need to get out of your comfort zone if your purpose is greater than how you're behaving and acting and channeling right now. And so you need support for that. And you need to understand it, and you have to be trained. And once you have that training, then it actually allows that constriction to free up, right? You're freed up. You're letting that information flow. And then you're also accepting. You're accepting that you are worthy. Why are you worthy? because it's literally happening. It's already happening in your being. It's only the denial of that. And part of me, I didn't feel worthy of that because of that abuse that I had as a child, and because I wasn't allowed to have a voice. So it was really scary for me to have a voice. And then what started happening is that I had all this original content coming through me. It's like, oh my gosh, everything I've ever created is all this original content. What are people going to think? Nobody else has heard this before. Nobody else has put these puzzle pieces together. But this is how it's coming through me. And if I can understand it and do the practical side, my due diligence and really research and understand, because I'm peering into other people and I'm seeing this play out over and over again, then it's important for me to bring that out, because it's exposing things that have been hidden. It's exposing things that you might have never thought about before. And also, I'm hoping that it actually brings you courage, that you are wired in a specific way for a reason, and it's in direct line with your greater purpose and your dharma. And so you're meant to be of service. And that's one of the most important things that you'll ever have, is that you have a gift of service to give people. And so that's what we're here today to explain. There is a way specifically for you that we can see. And so using you, Amanda, as that example, right, when I did your intuitive assessment and I read you that you have a lot of clairvoyance, that it's one of the main spiritual gifts that you have, and you were in denial. You thought, are you kidding me? Right? Like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, what is this? I'm not clairvoyant at all. And then look, as you've come down the path, not only are you a medical intuitive, you can see directly way deep and under the layers. And so my job is to help you, just like I have and others, adjust your own self internally to accept that as we move down the path. And it is a path. It is a journey. There's certain things that have to be known and understood, and also things that need to be in alignment. So with that constitution, your energetic constitution, and the structure that is you in flowing energy, we do have a responsibility, right, to know ourselves. Am I vertical? Am I horizontal? Which clair do I channel first? Which one do I channel second? Which one's third? Which one's fourth? What does that feel like when I'm accurate in channeling my clairvoyance, or accurate in channeling my clairsentience? What are the ways that I actually put up mechanisms and use or overwork one persona rather, or excuse me, one clair rather than the other, right? Because what we can see is, just like if you only built muscle on one arm and you didn't build up the other arm, it's going to be so off, right? Like, it's so off. And we have to really see, oh my goodness, maybe because I have felt comfortable in being clairgnostic and just being able to get a knowing, maybe I just relied on that, but I'm actually supposed to be opening my clairvoyance. And if I had the knowing with pictures and imagery and sensory abilities and expanded my sensory acuity, look at the puzzle pieces. Look how I wouldn't get just a snapshot, right, of a flash of knowing. I could literally bring that whole puzzle together. And I would have this greater vision and greater understanding. And that translates for you into confidence. It translates for you into faith, into trust, into that feeling of worthiness. The more that you understand how you flow and you use your clairs and you use it in a context that's really healthy for you, and you actually claim your worthiness, you build self-trust. You build self-trust. That's how you start to trust yourself. I was working with a person earlier today, and it was so sad. She was really sad and depressed because she couldn't trust herself. Her, you know, part of her would say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. And then she wouldn't do it. And so after a while, just like if anyone in our world kept making promises to us, Oh yeah, I'm going to do that. Oh yeah, I'm going to become a master at that. Oh yeah, I'm going to take up learning how to play the violin. But you never do. Like, don't you get tired of hearing somebody just go on and on about what they're going to do and then they never fully do it, or they literally don't follow through to the end? That's what's going on. The higher self-consciousness is fractured off within your being because you haven't received it fully. You've actually stopped it because you've got these personas, and the personas are blocking and stopping your further progression. And that's really one of the main things that stops the higher self from coming all the way down in the body. Because these personas, again, like the one that I had that was in denial, right? And at one point, when I finally, I really like, okay, universe, God, I want to be this channel. I want to help people. When it actually happened and when I actually channeled, I was in such denial that when people came up and said, oh my God, you're 100% accurate, I went blank. Like, I lost my mind. I just literally blacked out. I was like, what are they talking about? I didn't just channel that dead person, you know? I didn't just, like, and I mean detailed information about the person that came through for another person that was in the group. And why did I have it as a natural reaction? It was to save myself. There's something deeply embedded that I had in my childhood, right? And even beyond that, I'm sure in past lives, that would not let me take the credit for being that accurate with my intuition, because I was afraid. I was afraid probably at an unconscious level that I was going to get killed for it or burned at the stake for it. But on a more conscious level, I didn't want to be different or weird or odd, or I didn't want to actually be a person that people came to get their answers. I didn't want to take on responsibility for messing people's lives up, maybe giving them the wrong information, right? But here it was proven over and over again. Every time I did readings, people were lining up out the door of the clinic, waiting in line for me to read them because of my level of accuracy. And even with that, I had to actually force myself to do the disciplined clearings, energetic clearings and healings on my personas, to be able to finally just accept it, like let go, open and receive and be who you're meant to be for your community. And for me, what I didn't know is I didn't know at that point, it would have been too much for me to know. I didn't know that I was going to be a way shower, that I was going to be a leader, and that I was going to be a visionary for literally bringing, you know, people down the path to becoming practitioners, to becoming experts in their field, in what they are excellent at, and then to actually reach tens of thousands of people. So I've had to grow all along the way, but I think coming back, we have to start at that beginning, and we have to know how to be in our body and how to actually understand our own true nature so that we can do the work, and we can allow that light to flow and unlock us and open us so that we can say yes to our greater purpose and awaken as our higher self.
Absolutely. Wow, there's so much richness there. One of the things I kind of want to come back to and really highlight, I know, Crystal, that you really have brought this into a science, and you have a very specific way of identifying and even being able to help people understand how they move energy through their body. And I remember when you were going back to, you used me as an example with the clairvoyance, I remember years ago, I mean, I went like it more than a decade after I had learned neuro-linguistic programming and some other modalities, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, different things, I refused to work with people because I was so in my clairsentience and so in my feeling that I was taking on the energy of others. I had no idea what I was doing. And it wasn't until I was able to open up and recognize myself as a clairvoyant and that's how I was actually supposed to start, that I was able to actually work with people without doing harm to my own body. And so I think that lends to the significance and the importance of what you're able to identify for people. So could you share with us a little bit about how you identify people's, how you map people's energy and recognize how they flow their energy?
Yeah, well, I think that it's important. You know, we are this combination lock. Right? We really are. We're like this combination lock. And if we get the combination right, we open the lock. We're like, we get unlocked, right? And what we can start to see is that we have these sacred interior passageways that allow people to have access to the cosmic energy and wisdom. And literally, there are codes within your being, these little light codes, that when we start to put our attention on them. Like if I'm putting my attention on you and I start to ask your higher self to reveal it to me, it's like little packets start to open, right? And each of the packets hold truth and each of the packets held within you have information. Now, as we gather that information about you, it starts to reveal so much. So we're really looking at that flow of energy as all of a sudden the illumination and the expression of your own soul's wisdom that's held deeply within you. But in order for that to happen, we have to start to teach you things like how to actually be engaged in your own body and the specific areas within your heart. Where is that portal that allows you to let the light codes start to be activated, if you will, the little packets to start to open up? I need to teach you that. I also need to teach you the soul centers. I've got to look at those soul centers, and I've got to see, are they aligned, and how do we align those soul centers so that the whole central channel, if you will, starts to be illuminated. Also, we have to look at your masculine and feminine. We've got to see if you've got your masculine and feminine functioning and working together, the way that you perceive. What are the positions that you take naturally in life to perceive? How can I teach you and train you how to be in your own body to create space so that you're not perceiving just from one way, that you actually can take different positions, right? That you learn the inner terrain, right? What does it mean when we talk about you being an empath or being clairsentient? What does that mean? Where does that energy come from? Where's your access points for these clairs, right? And so all of this, if you're thinking, wow, there's a lot to intuition. Yes, there's a lot to intuition. You need to be taken by the hand. You need to be guided. And so first off, again, is really looking at that, you know, like I said, the points of perception, the masculine and feminine, the clairs, the order of the clairs, the vertical, horizontal, how you actually hold your body within your aura, how you are grounded or ungrounded. All of these things make a big difference. And so that's the first thing that I suggest to people is get an intuitive assessment so that we have something to work with. We know, wow, this is it, right? And then we can adjust and work on the blockages, because just as much as your higher self wants you to understand how you flow and, you know, do you work with angels or do you work with guides or do you work with the elementals? That's all very fascinating and interesting. And that's really beautiful because it does shine a light on your greater purpose. But your higher self also wants you to know, and it's very important, where is the density in the body that's preventing you from channeling your guides? And this isn't just one little blockage. It's a way that you have held your body, your being, your energy in a certain frequency that doesn't allow you to access that portal or the channel, if you will, or the gateway is what I call them, to your guides, right? So we have to really also look at, ooh, where's the blockage? What's preventing you from flowing that energy and letting it move through you?
Yeah, there is a lot. I think there's a lot to it, but that's the beauty of having you as a guide to be able to illuminate exactly what it is that we individually need to be aware of through that intuitive assessment. It's so powerful. I mean, that to me became a roadmap for really allowing myself to be on path to opening up to what needed to be open. But like you said, being dedicated, doing the work, being guided all along the way, that was essential. You know, that was vital. I couldn't have done it without that. So I think that's really, really important to first get that layout, but then also to continue to be guided. And so definitely I would say hop on that right away if you've not done one. If you have done one and you need to do it again, you know, get that clarity. It's so vital. You know, I'm trying to think of a word to emphasize the significance of that, but you need to know, you need to understand yourself so that you can, like Crystal said, unlock that combination and use it in the proper order. It's going to bring so much more ease to your life, your body, everything. Now, I know there's one other factor that we haven't quite mentioned yet that you talk a lot about and that you have really helped me become aware of how important it is to recognize that we also have cycles in our lives that also impact our capacity to flow our intuition and do the things that we're here to do. So can you just shine some light on that a little bit as well?
Yes, yes, and it is important. We all have a rhythm, right? And so if you really, you look at your wheel of life, when you incarnate is for 120 years, right? So the universe says, here's a snapshot of 120 years. Here's, you know, where we really want you to be, like in your consciousness. But we don't usually live 120 years, do we? So each of the rhythms, if you will, that are cycles. And what we can start to see is that just like a tree has to move through cycles to grow at a certain point, right? It's in that stage where it's growing, you're seeing these beautiful leaves, and you're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful and green. And then what happens? Then autumn comes, right? And it's like, oh wow, now the leaves are turning. The leaves are turning. And pretty soon the tree has to let go of those leaves. And what we always say is, you know, does the tree cry? Oh my God, I'm losing so much. I'm in this dormancy cycle. Oh my God, I'm dying. No, because it knows that it's a cycle. Some of you are in a growth cycle. Some are you, of you are in a dormancy cycle. And some of you are actually going into an expansive cycle. And each one of these cycles is actually an initiation. So think about it like 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. These are major initiations. They're cycles, right? And what happens is if we're not utilizing the energy in alignment with the rhythm, then we can become confused. We can be frustrated. We can say, well, I don't understand. Why isn't it happening for me yet? Like, when is my business going to take off? When are my clients going to start to flood in, you know? But again, we have to look at that. Is this the cycle for you to be out there shining your light, giving over the information? And then again, another piece of that would be, are you the one that's supposed to be promoting yourself? Or are you supposed to have a horizontal promoting you? Right? Some people are verticals, they're not horizontals, and they're trying to promote themselves. And it just doesn't work. You've got to have a horizontal to promote a vertical, right? But going back with this rhythm, you know, we have to look at being able to say, okay, you know, I'm in this cycle right now, and maybe because I'm in that cycle, it's not time. Maybe I'm in that dormancy stage and there's stagnation. It's going to feel like you're getting shut down, or even if feel like you're being triggered, or feel like you're spinning your wheels. That's not the case. It may be your time to go even deeper into an understanding, or deeper into the shadows, or deeper into actually getting prepared to build a foundation, right? And in that growth stage, you're actually coming out of it. And so you have to release any attachment, but you let yourself, your heart be sparked, to be illuminated, right? To be in that stage of curiosity, of innocence, and then to accept. Really take a stand for yourself. Really start to accept who you are, but then also be humble enough to say, okay, universe, if I'm in your timing, then what do I need to be doing right now? Okay. So we want to make sure that we're in that stage and in that cycle, and that we're matching, our actions are matching that. Right? We don't want to be out of a cycle and trying to push for something when it's not ready. And again, it's like my Vedic astrologer said to me, you know, all those years back when it was like, oh my gosh, like I thought, wow, you know, I was doing really good at one level. I was very busy, but I wanted to go to the next level. And I kept saying, you know, why isn't this happening yet? And it was him that explained this to me, that you have a cycle and you have to align with that. And so again, if you're trying to push, you know, bitter fruit and say, eat this fruit, you know, and it's totally bitter and it's not ready to be plucked, you know, the people are going to taste it and it's going to be like, ugh, I don't want that. And so they're not going to accept you for who you are. But when I allowed myself to fully mature, and when I allowed myself to understand, oh, I actually need to get this skill set down and that skill set down and this one down before I launch myself, or before I have someone launch me on a platform, right? Then when I did come out and I knew how to flow that energy, I could really like be confident that my intuition was, you know, 99 to 100% accurate. When I put that out there, it was as if people plucked that fruit from that tree and they bit into it, and it was sweet and juicy and yummy. And they were like, oh my God, thank you for this. Thank you for this information. This makes so much sense. Thank you for sharing this with me. And so we have to be in that rhythm. We don't push. And yet we also have to watch out that we're not, again, in denial and not going with the flow and being in the rhythm when the door opportunity opens and we're not taking it, right? Because how long is it going to take to go through all those cycles again where the universe is like, here we go again. Here's another opportunity. Are you going to step into it now? Are you going to come out of the spiritual closet and let everybody know who you are? That's really important, because otherwise you're going to feel guilty. You're going to suppress emotions. You're going to feel like something's wrong with you. You're actually going to not like yourself so much, right? And it's important when we're on this train to ascension that we actually go, okay, I'm there. I'm staying on. No matter where this train takes me, the universe has me. The universe is actually guiding me and leading me. And even if I'm scared, if I'm meant to be speaking on a platform and reaching tens of thousands of people, then I need to do whatever I need to do to clear my energy, to overcome my blockages, and to transform the personas so that I'm there for the divine. That I'm literally stepping into it and I'm being courageous, because guess what? You already have everything you need inside of you. We just have to bring that out. And the one thing that I say to all my students, especially in Academy, is don't stop. Keep going. But make sure you're on your right path. And then don't jump from this path to that one over there, to that teacher, to that teacher, to that one, and that one, and that one, and that one, and do 20 programs at one time. focus in. Who's going to take you to that end goal? That's who you've got to align yourself with. And you have to let that person really be there, not to tell you what to do, because, again, like for me, I don't tell my students what I think. I channel for their higher self, and I teach them and train them how to become their higher self, and then to literally move to the next level, the next level, the next level. And guess what? You need a community. You need that. That's why we have Academy Master Teachers, people like you, Amanda, that you've come through it. You've gone down the path. You've realized your goals. It's allowed you to generate tens and tens of thousands of dollars a year to take care of your two girls and to put them through college, to get them prepared for the world. And literally, this is what we want for each one of you, is that it's not just about you playing around with your intuition. This is about your soul's essence being embodied, and then you living and breathing that and literally coming into your own to be that fullest expression. We're not just talking that. We're not just saying that. We're actually having people become that, right? And so that's what we want for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I know for me personally, it's been a game changer. And I still, you know, I always reflect back, and it's just amazing to me what I have been able to accomplish and achieve in such a short time, in being in alignment in exactly the way you're describing here, Crystal. It's like knowing, okay, this is how I flow energy. These are the blockages. This is what I need to work through, and staying consistent with that. Just the level and the depth of shift and transformation that's occurred in even, you know, just the past 5-6 years is astounding. It's not just for me. I have had the privilege of witnessing so many of our Academy Master Teachers and even beyond just really have profound transformation and really step into a whole new way of being with this knowledge, this information, and this insight. And so this is so important. It's why, again, I'm so grateful I get to have you here and bring you forward, Crystal, to share this with everyone here today, because you need that clarity. And, you know, that singular focus is so important. Getting in there, staying committed, not wiggling out. Sometimes we want to, right? Those personas come in, but that's the beauty of the work that Crystal teaches and shares, is that she teaches us how to recognize, identify, and really work through the personas and understand what we need to do to shift that energy so it's all in alignment with that greater plan and that greater map, you know, that she's looking at for us. So I think this would be a great time, Crystal, to help people get some clarity. So are you open to moving into some of the readings?
I'd love to.
Yay. All right. So if you're on the phone line, press *2 to raise your hand to get, Crystal's going to be doing the light body reading. She's going to help you find out how you specifically channel and flow energy. So, you can put your request again. I'll also be taking requests from the Q&A box. But let's start with the phone line. We're going to a web call. It says Patty as the name here in California. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Very well.
Hi,
how are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You're welcome.
So I'm just excited to have a reading. I'd really love to know what Claire I operate best with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So let me just tune in. We're looking at your preferred sensory system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way that it flows through your chakras, your aura, your container. But also I want you to think of it about, how do I access light as information, right?
Mm.
So your number one preferred sensory system, the way that your being prefers to access that information, is through your clairgnostic ability. It's through knowing. And it's actually through waves of energy that come up. So waves of energy that add, one little wave is going to bring information, the next wave is going to bring more, the next wave is going to bring even more, right? So you're always wanting to open, and when you start to feel that knowing ability, know, okay, is this the first wave, or is this confirming something else that I already got a hit on, right? So you have to be very aware of, ooh, this could be adding to, and kind of finalizing or summing up something that I know and coming to the conclusion of that understanding, or it's bringing me new information that I need to pay attention to and to allow that to come in. Now, let's take a look. Do you want to know if there's any blockages with that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just take a look at that clairgnostic ability. Let's see where that block is. That block is 5 past lives ago, okay? And when we're looking at that block, the number one that I'm seeing is doubt. And I don't see that the doubt is always yours. I feel like someone else was sabotaging you. Like they question your knowing, right? They question your knowing. So how does that show up in this lifetime for you, right? Who questions you? Who might challenge what you know, or where you find yourself doubting what you know, okay? Doubting your truth, not expressing that truth. The way that your energy wants to come in is it's not just about knowing. You also are supposed to share that with other people, okay? So you really have to let the people around you come to that realization that your truth as it comes through you as a knowing is important to them. It's important to whatever, the project. It's important to the situation. It's important to find the solution. It's going to come through you. Okay?
Wow. That's interesting.
It's very interesting. And that's just one. That's just one of the things, right?
Right.
Yeah. Wow. See how it opens you up? It's like, oh, okay, so mark that down. Make sure you write that down 5 past lives ago. Anytime you get a reading, you really want to take that information, right? That's your higher self really helping guide you. And we want to do something with that, right? You need to do some timeline clearing on that. You really need to do an evaluation. Who around me doesn't believe in me? And where do I have doubt in myself? Where have others doubted me? And what does that sound like? And what does that look like in my life, right? Because that's what we have to start to shift.
Okay. And that's 5 lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank
You're
you, Crystal. Wow. So in depth. Just, and like you said, that's one little piece, one little glimmer of what you actually get in an intuitive assessment type reading and mapping. Let's go to Minnesota. Last 4 digits of the phone number are 0541. Hello.
Hi. This is Betty.
Hi. What's your name?
Betty. B-E-T-T-Y.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm
curious, what percent am I flowing energy into my light body so that I can become an accurate?
Yeah. Right now you're at 67%. 67%. Okay. Now when we look at that, what we're seeing is we're seeing 2 blockages. One is in the stomach area, so the power center, and the other one is in the back sacral chakra, which is the creative center. So we're not getting the energy all the way. It's in the back, right? So you might have a desire. You might have, because the front chakras are all about that desire to be, right, loving to people, to share, to help, to serve. But if the back, which is the willpower, it's the action, right? Where are you not in action alignment? Okay, so we've got to discover what is that aspect that's not letting you take the full action. And then when we see it in the sacral chakra, it can be very creative, like lots of creative energy kind of bubbling up there. But if we don't have the action, it's like the divine. You have to think of it from the divine standpoint. Why flow more beautiful creative energy through you, give you more insights, give you more intuition, if the action's not there?
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's where we're at right now. So let me just look in that power center and see what the persona is. So what I'm seeing is this persona that looks older than you, like it's bent over. It's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to have the energy to do this, right? Like it's convincing you somehow that you're not going to have the energy or that you can't pull or draw that energy through you. And also there's an experience of worry, some kind of worry with it, okay? So I want you to look at that persona and make sure and just check it and see, why is it worrying and what is this false belief about not having enough energy to take the actions and to follow through with that greater purpose, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Whew. Next up, let's go to California. Last four digits of the phone number, 5351. Hello.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Crystal. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
It's Kathy. Sorry.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'd love to know which way. I think I have an idea for channeling, but and how I flow my energy and what maybe blocking some of that.
Yeah, so did you want a light body reading, the flow, or do you want a specific clair, or what would you like?
Probably the light body. I think I know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking clair. For you. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that for you. Okay, so looking at the light body, you're about 78-79% flowing. Where we're blocked is a little bit in that front third eye and a little bit in the crown. Okay. And so what's happening is there's a little bit of confusion in the translation of what you're sensing and seeing, right? It's like, oh, we don't have them plugged in together. So you might have a knowing, but then no image shows up, or you might get an image, but you can't translate and get the knowing behind it, right? And one of the things that I can see for you is this persona that is like scrambling things for you. Why is she scrambling? There's a greater fear there, okay? So we have to look at that part of you that still has fear, and so therefore she's scrambling the messages, okay? Now, the fear is like, what's this going to add up to me having to do, right? If I really learn how to do this, what am I going to what's the expectation that I'm going to actually have to do? Okay. So there's some fear there of what that expectation is going to be and what it's going to mean for you, what it's going to mean for your life.
Okay. I get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Ontario. This is a web call. Name says Barb. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Yes,
hello.
I wondered if I could have a light body reading and if there's any blocks. I do have a tendency to have a problem staying in my body, being embodied.
All right. Well, let me just tune into your higher self now, Barb, and let's just check to see the percentage of that flow. In the light body, 71%, okay? The blockage is actually in your throat, okay? The blockage is in the throat. And what I can see with that blockage is it looks like a sponge that's got little spikes on it, right? And it's contracted a bit as well. But there's really a fear that somehow if you start channeling and you start communicating this truth that somehow people are going to literally like have you be an outcast, like they're not going to understand you, and that you're going to be isolated, you're not going to fit in. Now, I'm actually looking at a past life experience here, 11 past lives ago, and what I can tell you is there's a lot of sadness, fear, and also grief, because it was as if you in that lifetime were separated from your family and from people that loved you that could give you support, because it's like they had to you had to be put away or you had to be sent away, right? And so that's where I'm seeing the isolation comes from. So we need to work on that past life. We need to also work on your throat and really bring up that level of confidence in what you're saying and what you're speaking about and what that means and communicating that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barb. Wow. So much information. I love it. Let's come over to the Q&A box. Jennifer from New Zealand is saying that she's done some channeling courses, but she is not getting clear messages, and she thinks she needs some clarity and trust in her clairs. So maybe you want to do a reading on her clairs. That's Jennifer in New Zealand.
Yes, and I just have to say, because this triggers me to, like, respond in a certain way, you know,
right.
Because I just want to tell everybody, when you think you're not getting something, that's not actually the truth, right? So watch out saying that to yourself, right? Like, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting anything. It's not the reality. The reality is that you're not yet identifying how you're getting the information you're getting, right? You're not identifying.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a perception of disconnection that's not actually there. But what we need to do is we need to reinforce your connection. Remember I said, and I kind of said it pretty fast, there's an actual place in your heart that's the portal that actually gives you access to all information. That includes your own, and specifically your own version of Divine Mother, Divine Father, right? It gives you access to your guides, to your angels, and there's certain channels in your celestial body as well. And so it's just, how are you going about identifying the information as it comes through? And so we all have a perception. We all think it's supposed to happen in a certain way. Guess what? It's probably not going to happen in that way. Most of the time when I'm dealing with people and I'm sharing with them their special gifts, we just did a round of this, right? I'm literally channeling to them their special gifts, and then they do it. And it's not something that's thought out. And it's really a surprise, but it comes through because we create that beautiful, magical container, right? So with this, I want to do a reading and really see, and I think you're onto something, that there is a need for foundational information, everybody. Even if you've been channeling and you've been accurate to a certain degree, do you have the foundation that's going to take you to the next level of your greater expansion, right? Are you going to be able to move up multiple levels, right? You've got to start from that beginning and make sure you've got that fully grounded. When I start to look at the blockages there for you, what I'm seeing is one is in the ear chakras, and the majority of that is in the right ear chakra. Your clairaudience is a little blocked there with some experience of, it's like shame and hurt and not wanting to hear what other people have said about you, some kind of betrayal, okay? So that's one. And then the other is in the heart. The other's in the heart. Now, let me just check to see when that was created. Okay, that's afterbirth. Now, that's more of a defense mechanism, right? And so afterbirth, let me see how old you were. Wow. 2 years old. So at 2 years old, some kind of shield or defense mechanism was created. Okay. So we just need to work on that. We've got to work on those two areas to help you there.
Wow. Thank you for that. I love that perception of disconnection. So powerful. And, you know, Crystal, you talked about having that foundation so we can actually recognize, you know, that's one of the things that I hear so commonly from people is that they, you know, usually for me it's in reference to the body because that's usually what I'm working with, but it's like, I'm not getting any information. I'm not getting any insight. So we can come back. I want us to come back and do some questions, but I'd actually like to have you talk about that foundation, why it's so mm-hmm. important, and how they can get that. So if you're on the webcast page, there's a blue button that says Awaken to Your Higher Self. You can click that and take a look at how, I mean, Crystal has this laid out. It's very deliberate. It's structure. She talked about structure. It's a structure to take you through these different pieces she's been referencing and really get you clarity. Or if you're listening and you're not on the webcast page, you can go to integrativesoultechnology.com/, and this is all capital, ATYHS, all capital, and then lowercase special offer. So integrativesoultechnology.com/ATYHS special offer. And easiest if you just go to that webcast page and click the button. So, Crystal, can you share with us what this is all about and how this will walk people through the path that you're talking about?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what's really important. I think that, you know, in each of the things that we do right now, we have to be really conscious of how we're spending our time and mm-hmm. what we're putting our time and attention to. And I want to get this out there because I think it's really important. There's some things that we can do that are for entertainment, right? Let's just get it out there. Like there's things that we can take classes, we can do this and that, and it's really for our entertainment. And then there's other classes that we can take that are actually really deep and foundational that are meant to get you to the next level of the embodiment of your higher self. And that's really where we're at right now with Awaken to Your Higher Self. One of the most exciting things about this program is it's not just one, it's two. And I'm going to start with that. I'm going to start with that energy management mastery first, okay? Because mm-hmm. what I can tell you is that we have to put you into situations where you're trained, that you understand what does it actually mean to be intuitive? And what are some of the exercises that are actually meaningful exercises that are going to literally move that dial, right? That are literally going to get that needle moved and that you can say, oh my gosh, this is a very simple exercise, but now I am learning how to navigate the interior world of my own consciousness and my own being. And so with that, we are literally going to be doing energy labs. Now, energy labs are a little bit different than a classroom because energy labs are where you're going to get on the phone with me. I'm going to take you through and guide you through one of those exercises and processes, and then I'm going to be able to look at your energy, literally, and see how well did you do and what were the issues. And if you didn't expand in the way you needed to expand, I'm going to give you feedback right then and there. And we can even shift that energy on the spot, right? So this is a very, you know, beautiful, intimate way in which you're going to be working with me. I'm going to be training you in these specific exercises meant to have you engage with your own higher self in this unique way. It's going to be different for each person, right? Now, also what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing calls together where we have to, again, get you into your heart, get you the centers aligned, make sure that you know how to access those points where you're truly able to begin to channel, and where your higher self is knowing where to meet you, right? Now, as we do this, I'm going to explain certain things to you, right? I've got to explain about the dynamics that you've taken on in your interior world, also in your exterior world. I've got to talk to you about the relationship with divine masculine and divine feminine, with your own masculine and feminine, and also the way that you've seen the behavior, I guess you would say, the behavioral patterns in your family. How did that impact you? How did it impact the way that you intuit or the way that you're shut down? Right? We have to look at these. So we are literally going to be doing a series of calls. And on each of those calls, we're going to be doing 3 weeks of calls. Each of those calls, we're going deep. And we're literally having you understand and learn the dynamic around this foundational information, making it very comprehensive, very simple, but also having the clearing right then and there on those calls, okay? And then the second call of that week, I'm going to be doing some intuitive readings for you, right? Again, I need to engage with your higher self. I need to engage with your energy. I have to give you real-time feedback.
Imagine how powerful that's going to be. Real-time feedback. You're going to be able to track your own progression, right? And so altogether, what is that that we're going to be together? Probably, what, 5 weeks? 4.5, 5 weeks? Is it, Amanda?
Yeah, it's about five weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're working very intimately. We're engaging with the energy. We're having you understand the concepts and do that work right there on the call. Now, if you can't make it to the call, that's okay. You can still ask me the question. I can still read your energy, right? I can still give you feedback. Okay. But we're going to be very committed. So we're now taking this on as a team, and we're taking it on as a collective. Each person that's there on the call is, you're going to hear them. You're going to be able to hear them. You're going to hear the feedback I give them. And believe me, that's going to open your mind and open your level of awareness. So you're going to have a lot of learning and understanding about what intuition is, how to re-engage and connect deeper with your higher self, and really start to be able to put things into perspective, right? Opening your intuitive gates, opening your channels, because as we align those centers, and you can read it on the page. I want you to read it. But for me, it's most important that you understand the outcome of this, that you are going to have a vast amount of knowledge and be able to be actively working with your energy in real time with me on the call and giving you that direct feedback and guidance.
And I mean, you get so many intuitive readings. I want to put a little plug in here because a reading from Crystal is so invaluable. You know, this is what has really propelled me, kept me going, helped me open up. And it's what your soul is calling for. She's really speaking to your soul. And unless we really are able to get into and hear and feel our soul calling and listen to what our soul is speaking to us, listen to that higher self information coming through, really open up to that intuition, there's going to be pain and suffering at a deep soul level, heart level. And so you don't want that. You know, you don't want all the things falling apart in your life because you're not listening to your soul and your soul's trying to get your attention in whatever way possible to call you to that. Do it deliberately. Crystal, I mean, this is, it's proven. You know, we've seen so much. Like I said, I get to be the witness to just what unfolds for people as they move through this and really start to come into greater understanding of self and wow themselves with what they're able to do. It's so beautiful to watch and witness. And Crystal has boiled this down to a science where she can get in there. She can really speed things up for you, get you the clarity, help you stay on track. And you just have to show up. That's all you have to do. You just have to get in there and show up. And you don't even have to raise your hand. I do encourage you to raise your hand. I was the one I revealed to
you,
Crystal. I was the one who
naughty,
would sneak my questions in, and I wouldn't raise my hand. But you want to get in there. You know, you're here. You're listening. Your soul is calling this forward for you. So I really want to emphasize, pay attention to that. It's going to save you so much, and it's going to really let your heart open.
Yes, and each person has that blueprint, you know. It really is fascinating, and what Amanda is referencing there is that we actually have Academy for the Soul, and Academy for the Soul is where we take each person, again, by the hand, and we really start to nurture them, and we put them in situations and experiences that allow them to observe their own intuition in action. And so that's very important because a lot of times what we've understood is that, you know, oh, I'm intuitive, but I'm intuitive doesn't mean that I'm doing a psychic reading on someone. That's not what intuition is, okay? So if you've been taught or trained that intuition is somehow psychically pulling something out of, you know, someone's aura, that's not intuition. Intuition is an intimate engagement with the divine light of truth that flows through your body and being. And it flows through the clairs, which are intuitive gateways. And as it's doing that, it's illuminating certain chakras and certain energy bodies, like the celestial body, if you're channeling. And that comes to a conclusion within your own being. It's a sensory experience that you have to learn how to engage. And it's not difficult. It's just, again, being present in such a new way. Like, oh, my God, this is what I hear. Oh, my God, I didn't even know to look at it that way. I didn't even know to sense it that way. I didn't know that I could do that with my energy, right? And so we want to make this something that you can actually do that's simple enough, but then also that is really starting again to unlock that combination of discovering who you truly are so you can be that brilliant light. And so many of the people that have gone through Academy, they're surprising themselves. They're they're in such surprise of, oh my God, my life has totally changed. I had no idea that I was talented in that way, that I had that ability. Or the other side, I had no idea that I could overcome my fear or my doubt or my insecurities or actually feel worthy or actually, you know, do something with that. So we don't want your intuition to be some kind of weird, you know, mystery. And we also don't want you doing some kind of weird spiritual bypass thing, thinking that you're already way advanced and beyond. You know, I'm working with people that have been healers for over 20 years, and I too have done that. So as advanced as you are, if you're really wanting to refine your skill set, this is where we start, right? This is where we start. Awaken to your higher self is where we start, and then we can move you down that path and really support you in the ways that your soul's dying to get you support. Right? It's dying to get you support. So you don't have to jump around from here to there to there to there anymore. I want you to really focus in. And if you resonate with me, if you like my style, because I'm going to be your teacher there, you know, my style is that I'm very loving, but I'm also very accurate in reading your higher self. So I don't mess around. I lovingly go straight to the issue. I go straight to the truth. I'm going to expose a persona if there's a persona, but I'm also going to teach you how to actually shift that energy, right? So that's me, and I have a very lighthearted type of personality, but I can be intense and get on my soapbox too. So, you know, you have to want to like me. And sometimes people have said, oh, no, you know, she's too joyful, or, you know, that's authentically me. You know, there is joy and there's also this side of me that is serious, because this is what I came here to do. And I've been doing this work for many, many years. We actually started Academy for the Soul back in 2007, where, you know, I kept getting the same information coming through, that, and people kept saying, teach me how to do what you do. How are you so accurate? How are you so fast with getting the answers? And again, you know, in looking really deep and understanding, what was I doing? I had to take the time to engage with my own self and to track the energy. And the way that I see energy is that I see it holographically. So I actually have like a holodeck, and I see a person through and through on many, many levels. So I can go way down into the depths of a cell. I can go way out into the light body and anything in between. I'm trained as a behaviorist. So I'm actually, when I'm looking and I'm understanding the behavioral pattern, I really am able to identify the persona. Like, what are you doing? What are you, what is that mechanism of control or protection or survival, right? And the nuances of how that locks into your energy field, or that it's stuck in your genealogical family line, or that it's a past life or a parallel. And so I'm able to really go in a split second and be able to do that. And maybe you're a multisensory intuitive as well. Or maybe you're an extrasensory intuitive. Or maybe you're a medium. Or maybe you're an animal communicator. Or maybe you're a medical intuitive. The beauty of me being able to see is that I'm validating and giving you direct feedback. And I can also put words to what you actually do. Maybe you're doing things right now and you go, I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to name it. What am I actually doing, Crystal? Like, am I having an impact? Am I having an effect with people? Right? Those are things that I can share with you. And those are some of the questions that you can be asking me when we're on these calls together. Okay?
Mm. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I just want to share with all you that's so powerful because, you know, we host a summit and we've had lots of speakers who they're doing amazing work, but they don't know how to express and share what they're doing. So to have somebody who can help you really identify and validate what you're doing, it builds so much confidence and so much trust in your own skill set. And the other thing, Crystal, that I think you're so brilliant at that I want to shine a light on is that so often we'll be doing things that just come naturally, so we don't realize it's actually a gift. Right?
Oh,
it's just natural
yeah.
for us, and we just mm-hmm. assume that everybody else can do it. And that's where Crystal comes in and goes, oh, no, that's your gift. Like, not everybody's out there doing that. So she can help you identify that for you and help you really develop that. So that is powerful. You know, we think that our gift is something hard or difficult, but usually it's something we already kind of are doing, but now you can actually deliberately utilize that. So, again, these are all beautiful gifts that you can get from these calls and this time with Crystal. Like I said, time with Crystal, getting a reading, it's invaluable. You cannot put a price tag on it. And the fact that she's got this at this rate just blows my mind. So I would say jump on it because, you know, that it just, you cannot put a price on that kind of insight and that connection with your own deeper inner soul and really bringing that forward and the level of fulfillment that can bring for you. So, Crystal, thank you for having this available for us and really for doing the legwork so that we can all benefit and have this be an easier process to really
yes.
know that we can get the results.
And I want to say, before you go on, Amanda, because I want to tell
yeah.
everybody, if you're one of the people that sign up for the intuitive assessment, when we get on this call, okay, just so you know, this is something that's recorded, right? You and I, we're going to be on there. It's recorded. And basically, I become this open channel. So it's literally a consistent flow of nonstop energy flowing through and information that your higher self has been trying to get to you for a long time. And so that's all recorded. It's literally a download. It's going to come through. So to add on the extra minutes, I'm going to add on 10 minutes. Adding on those extra minutes, you can imagine this is something that people listen to over and over again, right? But again, it's a foundation for you to begin to become intimate with yourself, understanding yourself. And then we can go from there, right? We can say, oh, wow. So if you know that you're clairgnostic as your first clair, what is the clair that is getting in the way of that? Maybe what's happening again is that, you know, your clairsentience, your feeling way too much. Your empathic center is way too open. And then you're not really understanding what's coming through, or you're not able to decipher whether that is yours or whether that's theirs. So these are the examples, okay? We have people that literally do their intuitive assessment every year. People that are in the academy that come back and get it done because they're like, well, where am I now with it?
Yeah.
How have I evolved? And many times what we see is with the evolution, as you start to learn and grow and understand how to do your own evaluation of your sensory experience internally, you start to now grow those clairs. And so they're working as a team together. They're not isolated. Many times people in their experience are dividing and isolating. And now you've grown and expanded, and so now it's like more of, you know, the orchestration of that. Ooh, they're working together, and that's literally when you really start to become that extrasensory intuitive, and you start to go to the multiple dimensional levels, right?
Oh, wow, that's so exciting. Thank you. Thank you for that added extra. Oh, my goodness. I would jump on that for sure. Wow. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for that extra time. And you can hear, I mean, in just 2 minutes, There's so much that comes through. Imagine times 10. And the capacity to really go deeper with that. So, and I can tell you too that as soon as Crystal starts to do the reading, the energy starts to move. So it's already starting that process. So, as you go in there and get that insight, that will start to shift. And then she's giving you the tools and the skills and giving you the resources that you need to be able to work with any of the blockages and shift them. And you get even more than what she described. You can look at the offer page, but there's even other programs that are included as add-ons as well. So you just get so much. So, Crystal, again, thank you so much. Are you open to doing a few more readings?
I am totally up for it. Let's roll.
Yay! All right. Let's come over to the cue box because we haven't done any from there yet. And we'll also come back to the phone lines. Let's see. We've got Barbara from Canada. Barbara from Canada says, I would like a light body reading, please. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Let's tune in. And what we're going to do is we want to see there's multiple layers that I'm seeing. As I look at your light body, the energy is coming in as like this pink energy. You're desiring to bring in more of the clairgnostic ability to increase the build out of your light body. And the light flow there is right in the 70s that I'm seeing. Okay. With the clairaudience wanting to inform as well. Okay, now there's a blockage that I'm seeing in the crown that is impacting your clairaudience going down to the throat. This is 16 past lives ago, and the emotion there that's blocking it is terror, fear, and insecurities.
Thank you. Patricia from California says, beautiful program. Thank you. How far down is my higher self anchored? What is preventing deeper connection? That's Patricia from California.
Yes. Okay, Patricia. So what I'm seeing is that is stuck right at the power center going into the sacral chakra. Now, it looks like you've got the energy coming a little bit down further in the back of the sacral, but not in the front of the sacral, right? And so there's a little bit of intimidation about bringing your craft out. I think of intuition as an art, right? As we find out the science of it and how you flow, then you become this artist, right? And it becomes your craft. And you start to bring your uniqueness out. And only you can do it the way you can do it. But there's a little bit of intimidation there and a withdrawing of energy. So that's where I would say you need to work on that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Cambria from DC says, hi, Crystal. What's the best way to awaken to my higher self? What programs are running that still keeps me from stepping into and anchoring my higher light and truth? I feel like I'm so close, but I'm feeling stalled for some reason. Can you help?
Yeah, actually what I'm seeing is energy in the back of the heart. And this is a feeling of like being left out and almost like, why hasn't it happened yet? So there's a feeling of desperation that you need to clear, and there's a desperate persona, and that's three past lives ago. And so you're going to clear that desperation three past lives ago and make sure you clear the persona as well in charge of that.
Thank you. Missy S. from North Dakota says, I'd love a chance to get a reading. I know I'm being called to help, but I don't know where to start. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is a common question, right? Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when they ask me that question of like, where do I start? They want to know what their purpose is, right? Like that question is kind of vague. But then again, it's like, well, where do I start? Where I think you start is what I said in this interview. Right? We actually have to go back and have you come into your own body and being and understand yourself, because you can't fulfill on any purpose. Like if I said, well, you're a hands-on healer versus a healer that channels the Arcturians, right? If you don't have this foundation, if you're not fully in your body, and if you're not anchored in understanding how the energy flows and how to also manage your energy, what good does it do knowing what you're supposed to be doing,
right? And so what I find is that it's the opposite. It's that we're not trying to seek to find something and to know, like, oh, what, you know, what category is that? Like, are you supposed to be a filmmaker or are you supposed to be a baker? You know, like, which area? It's really more that when you become your higher self and you embody that and you kick into gear in this natural and organic progression with your clairs and you really start to become the light of truth and become the channel of that, everything that you do, you bring your purpose to it. But there is a point where you're going to be called and it's going to be very specific. And believe me, like I tell my students, when that time comes, I know that you are, that you're ready and that you're prepared because everything that we've put into it has led you to that, right? And there is going to be that moment. So that's what I could say to that. And to anyone that is wondering what their purpose is, the universe doesn't usually deliver a specific purpose until you're actually prepared and ready to receive it, to take action on it.
Yes, I love that. And I found that to be true. I can speak to, yes, that's been true absolutely every time for me as well. So thank you for that. Wow. Jeremy C. from New Jersey says, how do I specifically channel and flow energy? I've obtained these ancient artifacts recently and have been gifted an amazing healing ability. I have so much love to share and I'm ready to serve.
Yeah, I feel it. You know, you're clairgnostic, but you work a lot with heart energy. So you balance the heart with the clairgnostic or the knowing ability, and it's a unique combination for you. You know, I haven't seen the degree of heart energy with someone who's functioning clairgnostically. A lot of time, the people that are clairgnostic coming into the knowing are highly intellectual, right? And yet you have discovered how to access the channel, the direct channel from the mind and the brain down to the heart. So yeah, that's what you're flowing. You're definitely clairgnostic first.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you. Pam from Tempe says, I'd like to know what percentage I'm flowing energy into my light body so I can become an accurate intuitive.
Yeah, 82% is what you're flowing now. When we look at the blockage, it's in the hand chakras, so the energy's not coming all the way down. And what I'm seeing is that you're meant to channel a lot of power and energy through the hands, but those are blocked. Now let's just see when that blockage came. So before birth, it's a genealogical issue, and it's a debilitating pattern, right? So in other words, you were in a place where you were either, your family was like imprisoned or held back or suppressed, right? That kind of energy. Let's see how many generations we're looking at. Seven generations that we're looking at on your father's side.
Thank you. Let's come back over to the phone line. Going to, this is a web call. It says Jackie in St. John. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for the show. And I'm very grateful for you being here for us. I would like a light body reading.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at your light body, what I'm seeing is it's actually built out very nicely. There's a lot of this kind of golden shimmering energy that's coming in, and it's built out on the top, but it's not built out around the bottom and then the lower front, okay? So what's happening is that it's almost like you feel very comfortable in these upper chakras, in the head, in the ears, in the throat, in even in the heart. But these lower chakras, we've got to have you feeling comfortable, because what has happened in the past, the way that you've been impactful has been almost like a willing, like it's a humanistic drive. And now you're switching gears, right? It's more like a heavenly drive, if you will. Okay. And so let me just see when that one was created, because it looks like you've got a persona we need to work on. So let's see that one who's still stuck on like the humanistic drive and motivating you humanistically.
it can get even aggressive, right? Like it bites off more than it can chew, and you know it's masculine wired. Okay, so that's a genealogical issue. It's actually your mom's father's line, and let's see, it's 13 generations back, and yeah, and the emotion there is one in which like you have no choice. So something back then, it's like we have to survive, right? So we got to kick in the gear. We got to get this done. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Beautiful. Let's go. Another web call. This is Rena in Mississippi. Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Hello.
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 I'm sorry. I forgot the question I wanted to ask.
That's okay.
I think I have your, in the cue box, it looks like you put, what's my preferred sensory system?
Thank you.
Oh, gotcha.
Like,
woohoo. Yay. We figured it
Thank you.
Uh-huh. No worries. Yeah, let's take a look there and see what that preferred sensory system is. So you're clairaudient. You hear, right? And in that hearing, you talk to yourself and you kind of go over things over and over again, right? And one of the things that's happening is with your ascension, your clairaudience channel on your left ear is trying to open up. So you might hear either like sounds or frequency tones, okay? If you haven't already, they're going to start. Now, what that is that your capacity to channel is opening up, and the communication is meant to actually go to the next level of being able to put words to vibrational, like imprints. And you can sense vibration, vibrational change, fluctuations. You can even sense that in people, like when they shift emotions. You can sense that, right? But it's not just about sensing it. Again, you need to be able to put words to what's going on. When you're sensing those fluctuations of vibrations and impulses, you want to be able to communicate that because that's one of your gifts for people, right?
Yeah.
If you're sitting in front of someone and you sense that they just shifted gears emotionally, you want to be able to say, ooh, you just went from anger to fear. We need to clear anger and fear, right?
Yeah.
So it actually, it's qualifying you as an energetic healer and then also allowing you to be a guide, guiding them through transformation, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Ontario. Last four digits are 7135. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, Amanda. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
what's
your
name?
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm very well. Thank you.
I forgot the question. I think something about my light body or whichever.
Okay, let's take a look. Yeah, we can look at your flow of your light body. So taking
my,
a look at the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. Are you switching it up
my,
now?
Or, which, or whichever intuitive is more.
Okay, which one do you want? I can do one or the other.
Okay, the intuitive side.
Okay, so let's see which clair is working for you. You're actually clairsentient. You're clairsentient primarily, okay? And what I can see, though, is your clairsentient is partially shut down. It's literally disengaged about 16 to 20%, right? So the reason why is that it's almost like you're perceiving that people are enemies, right? Somebody's out to get you, or they're going to hurt you, or they're going to harm you somehow. And the other side is that you don't want to be embarrassed, right?
Yes.
And so mm-hmm. you've got two personas that are in the way of your clairsentience being functional, right? Like where you okay. actually would feel confident and free-spirited and open and expressive, right?
Okay.
So it kind mm-hmm. of puts a damper on that and disengages you from really being able to be your true self with others and you know, literally be enlivened by it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want to focus in on those two personas. All right, that's what we've got to clear.
Is knowing or hearing?
Nope, that's your feeling. That's your feeling.
Feeling. Oh, I'm feeling.
Uh-huh, and that's in your stomach. That's in, like, the power center third chakra, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to clear that.
Thank you. Wow, thank
Beautiful.
You, Shirley. Thank you for that, Crystal. Wow,
mm-hmm.
well, Crystal, oh, my goodness. I know there's tons more questions we could answer, but, you know, I think it's really even more impactful, you know, to really get on these calls and get that continuous support and get that feedback and get that insight, not just for one area, but really getting more. With Crystal, you can hear the power, you can hear the potency of what's coming through, but really get that whole picture. You know, and the glimpse is great and it's a good place to start, but really get with Crystal, get the whole picture, and really put the pieces together so that you can have that flow and you can be in that ease. Crystal, wow. I can't thank you enough. I mean, you're such a genius in the realms of intuition and being able to support people opening up. You know, what I've witnessed is just absolutely astounding. And even what you shared here is just, I mean, it's so powerful. You share so much information that we can actually use and implement with and really start to come into that greater sense of power and deliberate utilization of what we're gifted to bring forth through our beings. And I so appreciate that about you. And what I love, it comes from that space you were talking about of joy and really from that loving place of caring and really heart connected. And so, I mean, it's such a brilliant balance. And I'm so grateful that you're willing to do this deep work for all of us and to really support us in opening up in this way. So I thank you so, so much for your time. And I would love to know if there are some final thoughts and words you'd like to leave with all of us here today before we leave our time together.
Oh, you know, each one has this divine plan, and your heart is just yearning to come into the understanding, to come into the knowing, to actually be inspired, to be in spirit, right? To literally live that way. And so this is more than you just finding out interesting information about yourself that could lead to hints of your divine plan. It's time for you to actually start to come into the depth of living it, right? The realization of it translated into action, into living it, right? If you're living in the shadow side of the persona, you're not in the light perspective. You're not allowing the flow of light in the way that it's going to actually yield those greatest results. So we want to bring you into full alignment to actually have those frequency shifts. And so that vibrational offering within your being, it comes to life. It starts to offer itself to you. And this literally can be, I mean, people have physically healed their bodies
mm-hmm.
because they've actually come into congruency and alignment in the way that that light is meant to flow through their body. Many times the rejection or denial or stubbornness about your plan, like your divine plan in action as your purpose, can actually reverse the energy flow and cause you to have physical ailments. So all together, we really are asking for you to make yourself available. This is an invitation for you to come in, to be initiated in the light that the divine is like literally, it can't wait to flow it through you. And it can't wait to have you come into joy and to come into greater levels of love and self-trust and self-confidence and to create that beautiful, intimate container, right, where you really are like you're confident in your connection, you're confident in your flow, you're accurate, you're clear, you're specific, you're able to translate it. That's really what we're all about, okay? And I want that for you. I want that for you because it's going to mean that you are accomplishing what you came here to accomplish. And that's that legacy of light. You don't want to leave this planet without doing it. And I would even extend that invitation to those people who may have done awaken to your higher self, but didn't move on, right? They haven't gone on. Yeah. Get in contact with us because, again, now you're hearing me again. You're hearing me in a new way. And you know certain things. And so I don't want you hiding anymore. I don't want you hiding. I don't want you resisting. I want you coming out, and I want you engaging, and I want you to literally be active. And so if you need support and you need help and you need nurturing and you need someone to really honor and respect you and give you that feedback of who you are to have the courage to take that next step, let's do it. Let's do it now. No more waiting. No more putting off. No more talking yourself out of it. Let's go. You'll never regret it. You won't.
No.
You won't regret doing it. You won't regret overcoming your personas. You won't regret overcoming these old habits that you've had. Nobody has ever regretted it. They haven't.
No.
Wow.
And just the opposite, really. I mean, there's such gratitude. There's a gratitude that opens up within your being that's hard to put into any kind of word or context because it's so much more. You know, I find there's nothing as richly rewarding as really connecting in with what your soul's calling forward through you in this lifetime and living that. You know, Crystal's not kidding. When she says living your divine light and living your divine mission, that's what she is supporting and facilitating for all of us. And I can speak to that authentically because that's what my life is now. Because I've engaged with Crystal, I've listened, I've gotten the feedback, I've taken the actions, I've utilized the skills and tools that she's brought forward and really allowed her to be that guide and that coach. And she's offering that up. And, you know, I've said it several times and I'm going to reiterate, there's nothing more valuable than that. You cannot put a price tag on it. It's worth 300 times the investment that you would need to make here, you know, like to really get that because your soul's going to be happy. And like Crystal said, your body's going to be happy. Our body shows us when we're not in alignment with purpose. I was blown away doing work as a medical intuitive when I noticed that pattern. It was so early on before I really, you know, understood the depths of what I know now, but it was so clear that when we are not in alignment with purpose, our body tells us and it shows us in the way it knows how to communicate, which is symptoms. So as you come in, and you align with purpose, there's so much that's going to resolve and probably ailments you didn't even realize you were putting up with that are held in your body that you didn't even know you had because you've gotten so used to holding them. So not only are you going to get the richness and the beauty of really connecting in at that soul level and being heart-centered and living on purpose, but you're also going to have so much more freedom in your body. So it's profound, profound benefits, probably far and beyond what we've even mentioned here. But I just want to really emphasize how important and significant this is and how we've witnessed it for countless people coming through. So we want that for you. That's why we've taken the time to be here with you here today and on this call and really bringing this information and insight forward and getting you some clarity. Again, Crystal, thank you so much for your time, attention, and energy bringing this forward. To all of you listening, thank you so much for being here. If you're feeling even the littlest niggling of drawing forward into this, take the action, take the plunge. Like Crystal said, you won't regret it. You'll be so glad. You'll be so happy. You'll be thanking yourself for doing so. So thank you for being here with us. Thank you for stepping up, stepping forward, being brave, being courageous, and really opening to what your soul and heart is calling forward. Just extending so much love, many, many blessings from my heart to each and every one of you. Just beautiful, beautiful blessings. So take care and bye for now.
Blessings. Bye, everyone.